Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can realize the deepest desires of your heart. You are capable, you are worthy, and it is possible for you. We often suffer from possibility blindness. We tend to watch our environment and we adapt to what is the norm in our social strata, in our families, in our immediate environment, which is the recipe for unhappiness. And it is actually the cause, one of the main causes of why so many people live their lives unfulfilled, way below their potential. And that cause overall shortchanging of themselves and ultimately the universe. So this morning I want to do a short cast, I'm not changing the format, but some of these concepts I want to compress them as much as possible so they can be of actionable value to you. I want you to not be lost in the over-articulation of it, for want of a better word, and the fluff and going around. You know, we talk and sometimes we have so much to express, so we stretch the points out and it's kind of hard to compress them and remember them. And every now and then when I think something is very important, I do my best to compress it in 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes. These podcasts go on for 25 minutes. And I understand the whole concept of podcasts, but there's a lot of content out here. We have gone through, this is 1,335 or 1,336 episodes on this podcast. So most of the time, I have a different angle to say the same things. It's not new. And you will realize that nothing that is being said in the space of personal development and many other space is not exactly new. It is just a different way to say it, or it is just the understanding that reinforcement is the best nourishment for learning. So we come here and we come from a different angle to meet people where they are. They say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So we are hoping that we catch you at a good time, because the information you hear from me will not be new. But if it's your time, if it's that time when your mind is opened up to it and your awareness is heightened, then you will get it in a different way. And it happens to me all the time too. I hear it said, and because of the space and time or the circumstances or the situations that is present in my life at that point in time, it comes home to me in a different way. Sometimes it takes months, weeks, days to distill these things, years to distill these things. And when you hear it at some point in time, it comes home to you. It all comes together. It makes the impact that it needs to make. That's why we stay out here and we do the work we do, because we don't know when, we don't know the timing. So we want to be present. So whenever the timing match the message, then the impact is created. And that's our duty. Our duty is to bring the message constantly and always, and to find better ways and to keep going at it. And then the rest of the universe and the atmosphere and God and everything else and you will take care of the rest of it. So we do our part. So this morning, how do you win? That's a big question. How do people get ahead? How do people make progress? What are the elements that goes into the life that actually gets to get to their goals? What are the main elements? And I've woke up this morning with contemplating the topic, and I wanted to communicate it as simple as possible. I know you hear it all the time. You hear positive attitude, you hear hard work, you hear building high income skills, you hear working on yourself, all that stuff. And sometimes it seems like so many things to put together. So I wanted to put together this set of things, elements, in a short way so that you can kind of keep it in your head and come and refer to it all the time in a compressed way that you can try and remember and you can take the overthinking off. the whole process. And the first element of that is you must accept that you are human, and therefore anything human is possible for you. First, accept that you are human. Anything human is possible for you. The human mind is unimaginably powerful. And I don't have to sell you on that, because if you look around you and just take a moment to think that all these things that were created by a person, just like you, a human being. Number one. Number two, positivity. And I always go to what Wayne Dyer said. No one knows enough to be pessimistic. No one knows enough to be negative. You don't have a crystal ball. You have to expect that good things come to you. And it's not just an exercise in mind. It is a thought process that empowers you, that set the thermostat on your effort. If you expect to win, you give a different effort than if you don't expect to win. If you expect to succeed, if you expect things to work out, your effort levels are subconsciously improved. That's number two, positivity. And positivity has to do with intelligence. The intelligent person is positive because they realize that in order for you to live a positive life, you cannot have a negative outlook. Three, a teachable attitude. A teachable attitude, sometimes I say a teachable spirit. But the attitude that we live in a world where most things have been done before, and we live in the times when people are putting it out there, online, everywhere, in books, in videos, in audios. We can learn. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. You must be teachable. You must not be arrogant, thinking that you know it all, or because you're an adult, you can figure this thing out. Go follow a model, a proven model. Tons of people have done what you are trying to do. Go follow one of those models. Pick the one that resonates with you. Research it. Geek out on it. Apply it. Work it. Four. Confidence, the courage, the attitude to believe that you can figure it out. We are all on a learning curve when we start something. You're not good out the gates. It's the reps that you put in. Now, you have to be confident in yourself that as a human being, you can learn this thing and figure it out. When you were born, you could barely raise your head. You pass urine on yourself. You didn't know anything. You learn to do everything that you're doing now, for the most part. Having a teachable attitude opens up your life to the information. Wherever you want to be, that you are not now, is because of the information you don't have, or something you didn't do, or you're not doing, or you don't know how to do, or you're not doing correctly. It's the only thing. So you must have the confidence to know that if I do these things this certain way, it will come together. I believe in that. And then the last point I'll make is persistence. The idea that I will do it until, I will learn and apply until, I will get back up until, I will keep at it until. The idea that you're going to be persistent and consistent until it works. Persistent in learning, persistent in doing the right thing, persistent in following the model, persistent and determined and consistent in figuring it out. And those are the five things I want to leave with you today. How do you get there? Accepting first that you are a human being and anything human is possible for you. Be a person who believes and who is always positive. Have a teachable attitude, be willing to learn, the confidence that you can learn and you will figure it out, and the persistent attitude that you will be consistent and persistent in not giving up. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.